This is Meryl Urish, and this is on Second Thought for Shire Network News. It's been a while since I was last on the podcast. That's mostly due to my taking full participation in the American dream. I'm now a homeowner, and gee, I did it the old-fashioned way. I waited until I could afford a mortgage before I bought a house. But while I was packing and moving, I kept up with the news. It seems that while I was gone, the Democrats put a woman candidate on the presidential ticket. The first time in 24 years a woman made it onto the top of the ticket. And it's only the second time in American history that there has been a female vice presidential candidate. Those wily Democrats. As if it wasn't enough to make history with Obama as the first African-American presidential nominee, now they have a vice presidential nominee as well. Whoops. My bad. It wasn't the Democrats. It was the Republicans who nominated a woman for vice president. Imagine that. The Democrats, the party so full of progressives, couldn't manage to nominate a woman, even after Hillary Clinton garnered 18 million votes, half of the votes cast in the primaries, building a virtual tie with Barack Obama. But 18 million votes were still not enough for the Dems to put a woman on the ticket. So the Republicans did. Sarah Palin has energized the Republican ticket like no one else could have done. Women have been dying to see one of our own on the national ticket for decades. Every 4 years, we turn away in disappointment as yet another slate of four men are presented to us as the choice for president and vice president. I had no intention of voting for Hillary, but I was damned glad that she made it as big as she did. And I'm even glad that Nancy Pelosi is the Speaker of the House. Because, gentlemen, the feminist movement is now moving into its 40s, and I think 40 years is more than enough time to start electing women to real leadership roles. We've been around long enough to get the experience you told us we didn't have 20 and 30 years ago. And yet, very few women are in leadership positions. There are only 16 women in the Senate. There have been only 29 women governors. And there has never been a female presidential candidate. But give Sarah Palin 4 or 8 more years, and there will be. The liberal media, I'm sorry, the objective media, have been climbing over each other trying to publish the worst rumors they can find. The people who refused to publish a word about John Edwards' affair found themselves eagerly passing along the false rumor that Palin's newborn son isn't really hers. It's supposed to be her teenage daughter's, who evidently was pregnant with it for 14 months. Then they backed off in disappointment. Sarah Palin can handle these attacks. She's been handling them for years. All women in leadership positions learn how to handle them. Hell, I'm not in a leadership position. I'm just a blogger, and I know how to handle them. It's the way life is for those of us in the estrogen brigade who put ourselves forward just a little bit. I like to joke about being SNN's token woman podcaster, but I'm not really. I wouldn't be here if my colleagues didn't think I had the ability to carry my own weight. But I do have a unique perspective that the boys don't share. I can't speak for all women, but I will speak for women who think like I do. I cannot tell you how happy I am that Sarah Palin is running for Vice President of the United States. I cannot tell you how glad I and many of my women friends are that for only the second time in our lives, we're not looking at four men competing for the top two slots. I've gotten emails from feminists, liberals, conservatives, and yes, disgruntled Hillary voters. Women are energized and excited about Palin as VP. We got chills watching John McCain introduce her in Ohio, and we were thrilled about her speech at the Republican National Convention last week. And we're pro-choice, and we're pro-gay marriage, and we're social liberals. I was going to vote for McCain in November anyway, but now I'm going to pay attention to the rest of the race. Palin has energized this race like no one else. No matter what happens, John McCain goes down as aces in my book. This year, I'm voting for the war hero and the woman. The hell with the community organizer and the career politician. And I won't be the only one.
There are a lot of women who are disaffected by how Hillary was treated by the media, by how she was treated by the Obama campaign, by how she was treated by the Democratic National Committee.
That was Geraldine Ferraro. Amen, Sister Suffragette. Back to you, Tom.